Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and today I am here with Vladimir. Vladimir, how are you doing?
We're good. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here, Scott.
Love you having you're here for Tech Ready this week, correct?
Yes.
And you're in from?
I'm from Serbia. Microsoft has a big development team in Serbia.
Perfect.
And I'm from SQL Server Group.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, Vladimir, thanks for coming. Today, we are going to talk about the Azure SQL Database Tuning Advisor. Is that correct?
Yeah, so Azure SQL Database is launching a new set of features which basically look at the service telemetry and then provide customized recommendations for our customers. And the first one of such features is Index Advisor. We help our customers basically tune their database performance by providing recommendations tailored to their particular workload.
Now, this sort of takes away, you and I were talking about this before we started recording. This is for, how do I say this? You know, so if I'm a developer or I'm a guy, you know, we're not targeting for a specific person, I would think, that I've got a database. I may not know how to tune my database. I may not know how to properly index my database. We may not have a DBA on staff that knows how to do that, right?
So that's a great point. So this is actually useful for every customer out there. So you may be a developer who has zero knowledge about SQL and T-SQL and tuning.
Right.
You may be an experienced DBA. One way or the other, we will take a look at your database and we'll try to basically provide recommendations. If we look, if we identify an opportunity to help you tune your database performance, we will publish it so you can consider and apply it with a couple of clicks.
Okay, cool. So, and how do we gather that? And I'm assuming you'll get into that, right? But if I've got a new database, really, is this built off of, it's, like you said, it's I've got a database, it's been operating a while.
Yep.
Is it gathering that telemetry, that information off over a period of time and saying, hey, based on this information we've gathered for a while, we recommend this? Because if I spin up a new database, there's no history there, right?
So. Correct. So this is usage-based. So we need you to use your database so that we can basically understand your usage patterns and then look at your schema design and see if there's something that we can recommend for you to improve your schema to get better performance.
Okay.
So what we do is we take a look at all of the 1.6 million databases we have at the service, and then we learn from that. And so we can provide personalized, tailor-made recommendations for every database out there based on the learnings from the millions of databases, thanks to some cool machine learning technologies.
Yeah, so which is interesting. So you're using actually Azure ML to gather information and do analytics on the history of all the databases in Azure SQL Database, right?
Yeah, we do analysis on all of the usage telemetry.
Yep.
And then provide recommendations for every database.
So I'm going to ask maybe a tough question, because just so for my understanding, because I'm sure that they may have the same question. So if you said like all the millions of databases out there, you're gathering information on that. is the information you're gathering from my database going to be used on somebody else's database, or am I just gathering information?
So that's a great question, and we should explain this for the audience. So actually, what we use is service telemetry data. So we're not looking at your customer data, at your confidential stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're just looking at the things at your usage patterns.
The usage pattern, right, yeah.
And then our recommendations models are trained and tuned based on this recommendations we provide for millions of customers. So basically, every customer gets better service because our models are learning from millions of different examples.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and so the second part of my question was that, so you might be, yeah, we're not looking at your data and things like that. You're looking at the usage patterns,
right.
You know, to improve the service. But if somebody else's, you're not going to apply somebody else's usage pattern, what you learn to my database, because it may not apply, right?
Exactly. So. In this specific example, optimal index layout is very different for different
databases, right?
For different application and usage patterns. So read-heavy workloads, such as a reporting or a business intelligence database, will have very heavy indexing typically. On the other hand, some different application types, such as transaction processing or telemetry ingestion, will have a very different optimal index layout. Have to be much more careful which indexes to add. So we take that into account.
But you can apply the learnings that you learn from other databases to, hey, we think this might help your database as well.
Correct. Right? So we learn what works well, what doesn't work, and then we tune the model.
Okay.
So the model gets better much faster because we use it at scale.
But the majority of your learning is going to come from how my database is being used, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That
so
makes sense.
One important point is we may not have recommendations for every database at every time.
Right.
This is something that customers already asked. So at some points in time, we may not be able to recommend anything better. Your design might be perfect as it is, mm-hmm. but we will continue monitoring. So when an opportunity comes for you to tune your workload, we'll let you know.
Well, and that's a critical point, because what we see is, you know, as your query plan can change based on the amount of data that you have. Right?
Yes.
So you might want to apply a different index, or if you
yes.
you change your select statement, hey, or your query, we might need to apply a different index or things like that, right? So it's not a set once and forget about it. It's as your data grows, you know, a different query plan may be generated. So you might have to look at your indexes then, or as you add a different query or modify your query, you might have to change that as well.
Yeah, right? Excellent point. So your data may grow, your usage patterns may change.
Yep.
There may be bursts of usage. You suddenly become famous, and then your app gets everybody in there, you get a spike. It's internet age.
And your current indexes aren't going to be able to support that, right?
So that's it. So as your workload changes, we'll continue monitoring, and then we'll recommend changes to your design.
Perfect. Yep. So we got the portal up.
Yep.
How easy is it to get started here?
Yep. So Index Advisor is currently in preview. Mm-hmm. So it's super easy to get started. So I will click on my database here.
Mm-hmm.
So database blade loads up. So Index Advisor is available as a new component in the operations lens.
Okay.
Here it is. So I'm already signed up to preview, but for customers who haven't signed up, the sign up is actually super easy. Let me just show you this real quick.
Yeah, so, and the reason we're doing this is because we don't want to walk through the process. Like you said earlier, it helps if you've got a database that's already been in usage, right? So,
yep.
Right, so we're just going to kind of PowerPoint.
Yeah, this wouldn't look as interesting for a new database because there's no usage history.
Yep.
But basically, you'd get a sign-up prompt. You'd click there. Sign-up dialog opens up. These are standard preview terms.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just acknowledge this, click OK, and you're all set.
You're all set. Okay.
So it takes literally 5 seconds to sign up.
Okay. Yeah.
And
that's
once I'm signed up, so as you can see, I have 5 new index recommendations waiting for me.
Yep.
And I've created a couple of those already. So let's see how this looks. So
when you signed up, did it go out and interrogate my database, or at what point? So when you signed up, what really happened behind the scenes?
Yeah, so what really happened is we would look at your usage even before you signed up.
Okay,
and we would have recommendations waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if there are any. So when you sign up.
Yep, loading. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, there it is. So it refreshed the session. So when you've signed up, it'll just basically allow you to use the UI. That's it.
Okay,
it'll let you into the feature.
Okay. Does it go out and recommend indexes at that point, or
index recommendations are already there waiting, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, so as soon as you sign up, it's already gone out and done the analysis.
Yes. Okay. Analysis is constantly done in the background.
Right.
So we need you to sign up once, and then you can access the feature. That's it.
Yeah. So I don't have to go. It's not going to go out and interrogate. It's been done. It's been doing the interrogation long before I even sign up.
Yep.
So as soon as you sign up and go through the process, it's okay. Here's what we recommend already.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So as you can see, the top table has the recommendations I have for my database.
Mm-hmm.
They're sorted by but their estimated benefit to my workload. So I have 2 high impact recommendations, and I have a couple with slightly lower expected benefit, but these are still useful to consider and apply. So I have in this table information on which table the index is recommended for, which columns are there, and how old the recommendation is. So when I click on one of these, I'll get more details. And what is especially interesting here is that I get the estimated space usage for this index and the index creation duration. So this index is going to be very quick to create,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to take 10 megs of space.
Okay.
So this is important to basically understand that, to help customers understand what the cost of the index is.
Okay.
So the entire index operation will take
15 seconds
more
to do. Yep.
Because if you opt in to create the index here, what will happen in the background is, and this is one also very important, very convenient feature we're providing, is we're going to take on all the heavy lifting in creating the index.
Okay.
Which is request gets submitted and recommendation goes from the top table. It'll move to the bottom table and it'll now be in the pending status. What will happen in the background is we're going to start recording the performance of your database.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we create the index, we'll continue baselining for another while. The reason for this is once the process is completed, you'll get a report on how much the index has improved your performance.
So if I understand you right, when you say create index, it's not going to go immediately go create the index, or will it?
It'll immediately kick off the process, but the process typically takes a day or two, and here's why. We need to understand how the index has impacted the performance of your database, and in this particular case, we see that two queries improved in performance, zero queries regressed in performance, but most importantly, and this is something super interesting, customers love this, this particular index improved the performance of my database and reduced DTU consumption by 42%.
Okay. So it does go create the index immediately, but spends a day or two doing an analysis of...
Yeah. It baselines the performance, creates the index, takes another baseline, compares the two,
okay,
and provides you with a report.
Okay.
And why is this important? Because you can now make an educated decision whether you want to keep this index or not.
Okay.
Yep. The other thing is, if in an unlikely event, the index actually regresses performance,
mm-hmm,
we will automatically revert it. So you can rest assured that whatever happens, your performance can only get better, right?
Okay.
So if for whatever reason, due to workload change, the index we create regresses performance, then we will revert it automatically and it'll look like this.
Okay.
This one has been reverted.
Okay.
So it's actually very easy for you to go on and click this, because what will happen is we'll create it for you,
uh-huh,
we'll measure the impact,
yep,
we will revert automatically if needed.
If there's a negative impact.
Yes.
Yep.
And then you can review and say, okay, I really love this. I want to create this index on some other databases of mine.
Okay.
Or this takes too much space. This space is more important to me than changing performance.
Right, okay.
I will remove this index.
Okay.
So not only do you get the basically customized recommendations right here,
mm-hmm,
but it's very easy to go and create those.
Now, click on one of these indexes here. Can,
yep,
I see the, is there any way to see the, for example, I may not be a T-SQL guru, right? I don't know how to write, you know, a developer may not know how to write an appropriate, you know, create index statement, right?
Yep.
Is there any way to see the statement that that's going to generate?
Yep. So it's very simple. View script.
Right there, view script.
Yep. And you can see the T-SQL for this index.
Okay.
So a couple of things to note here. So you can review the script at any time if you're a DBA to see what we're about to create.
Okay.
Or if you have a different custom index management process, you can take the script and you can create it yourself.
Okay.
You can change the index name. You can change the columns or the order of the columns. And another thing I want to call out here is all the indexes we create are created as online operations.
Okay.
So there's no downtime for a database.
Right.
And then basically there's very, very, very
perfect. Yep. Okay.
Limited window when schema changes. It takes a couple milliseconds when we need to take the lock.
Okay.
But index creation will not typically will not impact, okay, the performance.
If I decide to take this statement and run it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still get the benefits over here of being able to roll it. Will it still be monitored and be able to?
Great question. It will not.
Okay.
So if you want to get the report and then this automated rollback, you need to create it from here.
You need to create it from here. Okay.
So you can create yourself and then monitor yourself.
Automated analysis won't be done if I decided to do it myself.
Yep.
Okay.
It won't.
Yeah. People are going to be asking that.
All right. Another new feature that we've added here is here. It's a feedback feature. So if there's something that we can do better, if you're happy with a feature or unhappy, if you have a suggestion, it's very easy. It's one click away. Mm-hmm. Let us know.
That's good.
Yep. So we received plenty of feedback so far.
Okay.
And we're implementing some of this. Users are suggested
great.
Some very interesting things.
This is fantastic. And I can see, as a lot of organizations will have a DBA, mm-hmm. you know, whose job is, you talk to a lot of consultants, they're, you and I talked about this, their job is to make things go faster, right?
Yep.
I can see them using this as a way to say, okay, especially the fact that I can, it'll be either automatically discarded or it'll do the analysis, and they come in going in here and say, what's the impact already, mm-hmm. right? And say, hey, let me roll it back or have an automatic, or, discard that and things like that.
Oh, let me roll it forward to all of the databases,
yep.
right?
Yeah, things like that. So I can see that because a lot of times they, it's like, do I like to use the wizard to create my table or do I like to write code to create my table, right? These are the guys who, do I want to actually, dive into the DMVs of to look at how my query's performing or, maybe I want to use this to look and say, hey, let me implement this index and mm-hmm. have it roll back, or let me, monitor for me.
Yep. Right? So another, you're touching on a great point. So this is all available via the APIs as well.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. So same as everything in the portal.
Okay.
So this UX has been built on top of the APIs. So you can get the recommendations for your database via the APIs,
mm-hmm.
either via the REST API or via the PowerShell. PowerShell is not out there yet. It's
okay,
going to be out there in a week or two.
Okay.
So if you want to collect this at schedule, if you want to collect this at scale,
yep.
It's typically easier to do this via the API.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. That works. And because a lot of people are, more...
You can also create via the API.
Yeah.
So if Portal is a convenient mechanism for you to explore the recommendations and then interact, awesome. If you prefer to do it via the APIs,
okay.
that's great as well.
This is great. I can see we would love feedback, and I'm sure he'd
yep.
Love feedback on how you're using this, and kind of any ways to improve. I think.
Yeah, I'd like to ask the audience. So we would love to see more usage and more feedback from you. So tell us how we can improve.
Yep.
And by all means, do take a look at your recommendations and
yep.
see how you can improve performance. We've started a preview a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
We're seeing lots of usage, and we've seen cases with customers where indexes improved performance by 50%.
Oh, really?
Reduced usage to 1/10 of what it used to be. So not everybody out there has resources and basically effort to continuously monitor and tune their workload. So. Do take a look, and you may be able to get some.
Let me ask another possibly dangerous question, right? Because a lot of those that they're you can over-index to the point where it's actually a like we said,
mm-hmm.
it might be degrading our performance, right? Not from this standpoint, but is it possible to say maybe later on add a feature in here that says we've taken a look at your current indexes? And we've noticed that this index is kind of like what you're doing here, right? We've applied this index, it's degrading performance, but
mm-hmm.
we're going to look at your current indexes and go, you've got one here that's just consuming way too much and is negatively impacting your performance, right?
So that's an excellent question. Thank you. So we're looking at providing recommendations for dropping duplicated unused indexes.
Yep, okay.
And many of the customers have been asking for this.
Okay.
The other thing we're looking at is providing recommendations for rebuild and reorganize. So
okay.
there may be indexes which are needed and used by a workload, but over time, they need to get basically rebuilt in order to reduce the fragmentation and then improve the efficiency,
yeah.
both in terms of performance and in terms of storage space used.
Okay.
So we're going to add the recommendations for index rebuild and index drop over the next couple of months.
Okay. Let's make it clear that this is not a set once and forget about it, right? You still have the responsibility of going and monitoring to make sure everything's still performing, right? Because we can see people going, all right, I enabled the index advisor, everything's good, I don't have to worry about that anymore, right? That's not the case here.
So today, we don't have a mechanism to notify you when you have new recommendations.
Okay.
And this is the feature that we're working on right now.
Okay.
So the workflow will be that as whenever we have new recommendations for you throughout the lifecycle of your database, we want to let you know. So you don't have to continuously look at Index Advisor and see, do I have something new today?
Yep.
Do I have something new tomorrow? But you can rest assured that you'll be notified when there's new recommendations for you.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Okay, and we also talked about, let's close on, you also noticed that there's some other things you might be working on, right? Yeah,
correct. So Index Advisor is the first of basically this new wave of features mm-hmm. that we're going to be doing to look at your usage and look for opportunities to optimize performance, to optimize, improve the efficiency.
Right.
So we're gonna come back, myself and my colleagues over
yep.
here, to let the users know.
What new awesome features are coming.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming. This is fantastic. Again, if you have any feedback, either use the feedback button or
reach out to the team. Reach out to us at the Channel 9.
Channel 9. You can post your comments at the Channel 9 show, and we'll be monitoring that as well.
And we'll know if you're using this. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, thank you so much for coming. Appreciate it. Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Scott. Bye.